Hey everyone, this podcast is part of Story Mode, the podcast network of Gamefully Unemployed. You can support us and gain access to other great exclusive podcasts like Tom and Jeff Watch Batman by heading over to patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. That's patreon.com/GAMEFULLY unemployed, which is spelled like it sounds.
Halbkasten mit Tom Reimann und David Bell.
How do we start this?
You know. Okay, we start it with you. You're the start man.
We do so many of these.
You're the start man. I'm not the start man.
I'm the start man.
The way we do it, who's the... Okay,
I gotcha.
I'm the start man. I tend to be start man on We Just Watched. I think we switch off with Fox Mulder. I haven't kept track with that. You're start man with this. When we get to do Best Bad Movie, you're start man on that.
That's true.
I don't know who starts on Tom and Jeff.
Usually it's Jeff.
It's usually Jeff. All right.
Yep. I mean, this could be the start. It could just be this.
It could be the start. What episode? Hypecast!
Hypecast!
The show where we get hyped about stuff and things. I'm your co-host, Tom Reimann.
Oh, I'm your other co-host, David Bell.
And I'm guest Starlene Hodge.
Hi, Star.
Hi, Star.
Welcome.
Yes.
How are you?
I am fine. I am in the choir. It's all good ish relative, you know, the things.
it's hot today.
It is.
It's a hot one.
I literally haven't been outside in 3 days, so I don't know.
Well, I got my AC on finally, cuz I was like, yesterday I was like, I think there's something wrong with my cat. She's so lethargic and she's all splayed out. And then I was like, I think there's something wrong with me. I think I might be sick. Then I looked at the temperature. I was like, oh, it's hot. It's really hot. And I turned on my AC and suddenly we both felt way better. So I guess this is it. I guess we're going to have a hot summer inside.
Yep.
A blazing indoor sun. I'm very glad that we have air conditioning in our house.
Yeah,
same.
I'm sorry.
The first year we were in LA, we didn't have AC in that apartment, and my God.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to get like a stand-up AC for this place, but it works. They put my apartment came with a little AC unit that they put in my kitchen, and it was like, gee, thanks.
Oh,
thanks
Couldn't
for
put it
cooling,
in the bedroom.
Yeah. Thanks for cooling down my kitchen, the other side of the apartment. It really helps.
Yeah, all of the things I normally complain about with my apartment, because it's kind of a dark cave. A part of me is just like, I'm gonna be stuck inside. It's probably good that it'll be a dark cave, because then it won't get as hot.
Embrace it. Embrace the cave, everyone.
Really dig into the cave.
That's what I've been doing.
I'm glad that Marina and I have a backyard, because at least I can look out and see green things.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. You could get some proper vitamin D. You could just stand out there for 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'll just lay out on the pavement.
I have a window leading to my neighbor's yard where his dog is. And so I like to watch the dog. That's what I got.
I have spent several minutes watching that dog from your apartment.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I've done that too. Where I'm like, oh yeah, look at that dog over there.
That dog is haunting.
We all know the dog.
Well, okay. Let me tell you a little bit about the first time when I first came to look at the apartment, like when me and Alex were just like browsing, I parked on the street that everybody has to park on, and I got out. And I'm walking down the sidewalk, and it's silent. Behind me, I hear a little bit of footsteps, and I turn, and that dog is just standing in the middle of the sidewalk, a couple feet from me, just staring silently at me. No collar. That dog doesn't have a collar, and it looks ancient. So it was just like this haunting. introduction to the neighborhood.
Some sort of avatar of time.
Yeah.
Just and then it, staring at
it kept
you.
Following me, and then I finally rounded the corner, and it stayed there. I didn't
Dave,
know what to do.
I gotta tell you, it was weighing its options.
Yeah. No. Yeah. You ever have that happen? You ever, like, I had a friend with three dogs, and I could have sworn there was points where they were looking at me like, how much trouble will we get in if we killed this person?
Right. How difficult will it be to eat him?
Yeah. And, like, what are the consequences, really? What are we doing?
Man. I think we have some producers we got to start naming.
Okay, that's fine. We got new producers this week.
Oh, that's what this list is. I was just like, what are these names?
These are our
lovely Patreon producers.
Have you not
that's
been?
Amazing.
Have you not
I
been?
I have, but it was like spread out throughout the whole doc, and I was just like, what is happening?
Oh, yeah, we started spreading them out because there's so
many.
Yeah, because
there's so damn many of them.
And they used to be like names, and now they're just words.
I think now that the patrons are really trying to one-up each other.
Yeah, I have to explain a couple of them as we go. There's one patron asked to be specifically put down below in part of the list, which when we get to them. We'll have to point them out. For now, I want to say thank you to Rev MD. I assume that's Reverend Doctor.
Yeah, Reverend Doctor.
I like Rev MD. Yeah. I like this one because they didn't go too silly. They just gave us a little bit of a weird mystery.
Yeah. It's an intriguing offer.
Yeah. Rev MD. It could be a TV show.
It really isn't one of the Run DMC people... A reverend?
Yeah, Reverend Run.
Yeah, that's why I was like, that was my first. I was just like, Run DMC, cool, dope.
Wow. This next person actually, I didn't have to do this. They gave me three things they could be referred to as, and they didn't mean like use all three. They didn't mean, they were just like, hey, pick one. But I was like, I don't know, do we alternate? So I just wanted to share all three, and then maybe we can land on one real quick.
Oh, there's a clear favorite.
Okay, because the three options are, and this is all one person, Dracula, the bus driving vampire. That's number option one.
You can stop there, because that's the name.
Okay, I guess that's it. Deleting the other two, no one will ever know.
I mean, you can say them.
Okay, the other two were Corpse Puppet. Which sounds just like a 80s metal band or something.
I actually kind of dug Corpse Puppet. I would want that on like a shirt design in some weird way.
Yeah.
Like a weird band, yeah.
Yeah. Or Dan Axglove D. That's probably the closest to their name. But Dracula the Bus Driving Vampire. Isn't that a reference to something, Tom, that we did?
Aqua Teen.
Oh, is it?
It's
an Aqua Teen episode. Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was something we had done. All right.
I mean, it might be. And Corpse Puppet, I think, came up on a Mulder or Hypecast. It came up on a podcast recently.
All right. Well, we'll go.
We were talking about Corpse Puppets, or it may have been the stream. It may have been the Friday night stream. I can't remember. I know we've used that phrase recently.
We've said a lot of words.
We have said so many words.
Yeah. So who can say?
And we recorded all of them.
Yeah. Why?
Why did we do this?
What's amazing is that you guys will probably never go back and listen to any of these.
No.
So it's just in the ether. They're recorded forever. It's going through space. And it's just there permanently.
I've said before, I think in the future, they'll be able to recreate us as AI.
Probably.
And just based off our voices. Like when the aliens show up and the Earth is just rubble, just floating in space, they could bring us back and we'll just talk about movies a lot. And
yeah, I was going to say, it would just be movie trivia.
Yeah, they would bring us into AI and we'd just talk about movies and they'd be like, oh, the human race was dumb. All right. Never mind. HP Loveshaft.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you.
Solid one.
It's so good. John Muniz. Thank you, John.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Toenail.
Gross.
Yeah. Wavy Rancheros. I like that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a fan of this one.
Yeah.
Let me pick it up. Dr. Kitty MD, special thank you.
Who's a kid?
Mr. DNA? Mr. DNA? Thanks to you. Lauren Gucci.
Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you, Lauren. Bootler Bootlesson. Did I hear a cat?
Boot. Wasn't one of mine.
That was a door opening.
Oh, okay. It's cat-like.
It had a creak. It is cat-like.
It sounded sort of cat-like. Grumblebee, thank you to Grumblebee. Star, you want to get the last couple?
Thanks to Tux.
Tux.
How do I pronounce it? Welsowski. Welsowski.
Yeah.
Cool. Shepherd Mulch Diggums.
Mulch Diggs.
Mulch Diggums.
And Norm from Cheers.
Thank you, Norm. I had the Cheers theme stuck in my head for a while. I don't know why.
That is a shame.
Who got a text message?
That was me. I'm sorry. I just muted everything.
I've done this at least once a week on a podcast, so I wouldn't worry about it.
My phone is like set up. I forgot that my computer makes sounds too. So yeah.
It's cool. We're punk rock.
Yeah. We're real lo-fi, man.
We're lo-fi. They don't care.
This is like a zine.
Radio.
We're like, pump up the volume. You guys want to pump up the volume with Christian Slater?
Obviously.
That's what we are. Star, have you seen Pump Up the Volume?
I have not seen Pump Up the Volume.
Oh, shit.
Were you there when we did Slater Fest?
We watched... Was he a vampire in some movie?
Interview with a Vampire.
Spoilers, he technically might be a vampire at the end.
Yeah.
I think I want to say yes, because that sounds super familiar, but at the same time, I don't remember any of it.
Did we watch Pump Up the Volume during Slater Fest?
We watched Pump Up the Volume. We watched, what did we watch? Broken Arrow?
Yeah, I know we were threatening to watch Gleaming the Cube, but I don't think we ever did.
No, that did not materialize.
Yeah.
We did not watch Gleaming the Cube.
Pump Up the Volume Star is like, I remember being like a preteen and thinking it was so cool. It's about a teenager who has a pirate radio station in his small town, and it's like, it starts becoming like the conservative adults are like, shut it down, and they don't know who he is, and he causes a lot of shitty things to happen. But
yeah, the inciting incident is that somebody calls in who is suicidal, and he doesn't really talk them out of it. He doesn't talk them into it, but he's basically like, shit, man, I don't know what the answers are,
right?
And that kid winds up killing himself, and then that's like, he becomes sort of,
yeah, and a girl blows up, she puts her beauty makeup in the microwave. It's a kid rebellion. It's a whole kid
rebellion.
Right,
it's some real edgelord bullshit.
Yeah. It's great.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like I would have watched that as a kid and been like, these kids are bad.
But he's so cool. He smokes cigarettes, I think. And then he's like in his parents' basement. And he's, what's his handle? What's his name?
I forget.
It's something like something Henry. Hard Harry.
Yeah.
Oh God, did we get it?
I think so.
Are we gonna
watch Pump Up the Volume? Is that what's gonna happen?
Hold on.
How many minutes into this podcast are we?
I don't know. I can't see it the way we're recording this time. Hard Harry. Yeah, that's concerned. You want to talk? Confirmed. Do you want to talk about trailers?
Yeah, I think we should talk about trailers.
Okay.
Let's talk about trailers.
This first trailer is for Brave New World. What is this on? Is this Peacock?
This is Peacock.
So
I thought it looked really pretty. This, like, the whole trailer, I was like, oh, all right, dope, existential crisis type thing.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's the only thing I've seen from Peacock that I'm like, this looks good. There was a couple other trailers that I didn't include on this. One was like a comedy with David Schwimmer. That was like everything else felt very laugh tracky. I don't even know if they had laugh tracks. This seems pretty neat.
I think this one is a movie, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, Peacock is having sort of like, they're still launching. They've actually launched right now in like a trial period for Comcast users.
Oh, okay.
And then it's going to be for everybody in the middle of May. So they're still going forward with that, but they've had to postpone almost all of their original series because of the virus.
Huh.
So it's
I can't imagine being able to like shoot anything and like,
right.
Yeah.
You know, Yeah, you're just kind of like, well, I guess we got to pause.
A lot of things in post-production had to stop too because people can't do the post-production.
Yeah.
Yeah. Productions are just people, like lots of people in rooms together.
Right. It's people being uncomfortably close to each other.
Yeah, it's kind of a shame because right now we need this shit. I get it. I heard Scoob is going to be out on streaming. They're going
to
do that.
They're putting Scoob on HBO Max.
Yep.
I mean, any kids movie, it's smart to just go ahead and put that out on streaming because there's many parents who are just like, please, anything, please.
Yeah, and that Scoob move is a big lure to get people to subscribe to HBO Max when it launches next month.
Mm-hmm. If you wanted to be real evil about it, you make it only rentable for like $6.99 because kids will want to watch shit they like over and over again. So you can just really bleed them dry.
That is evil.
But, yeah, but I think they're making them to buy. I think they're making them to buy, so good on them.
Well, HBO Max is just a streaming service like Disney Plus.
Oh, sorry. I meant kids movies in general. That's like the Trolls. But yeah, that's interesting that it's on HBO Max. Do I need HBO Max, Tom?
I don't think so. Not right now, at least. There's nothing really that's immediately awesome.
Okay.
I know their big gets are, I think Rick and Morty is going to go there.
No shit.
The older episodes. South Park is going to go there.
Okay.
They have new Looney Tunes cartoons that are going to be on.
That I saw the trailer for that recently. I was just like, oh, I'm actually intrigued. I want to see those.
Yeah. They're going to do new Hanna-Barbera cartoons too.
Oh, that's neat.
But they don't really have a killer app yet.
Okay. Yeah,
Hanna-Barbera is tricky because I want it to be shitty animation. It's not going to be shitty animation, and I'm torn because I'm like, oh, but good for updating, but also that's not Hanna-Barbera. It needs to be shit.
Right. Like, yeah, like I need Jabberjaw to move around all maladroitly because he was drawn by fucking indentured servants.
It's the charm. In
Vietnam or wherever they do the animation. I think it's Korea, actually. Anyway.
Is Quibi still around? Did we lose Quibi?
Barely.
Has the evil been defeated?
Yeah.
The president of PR or media relations or something, a big executive just resigned today or left the company today.
Oh, no shit.
That's 2 weeks after Quibi launched.
That app is so strange because I don't understand. Like, it did get so much hype and talked about a lot.
Yeah.
But I feel only in Los Angeles. I don't know if what anybody could have done to actually make sure it was good from the get-go. Like, it's like as soon as I heard about it, I was like, oh, that's trash without even.
Right. It has a lot of fundamental problems with it. And then the shows aren't good. I think it's the Mike Bloomberg of streaming where it's like they spent a lot of money on it, but it just has no charisma.
So much money.
Yeah, and it's just like, look, it's just not working out. You can spend all the money you want on ads, but...
Yeah, they really needed to have made programming that utilized the format since it's such a bizarre, restricted format. Like, you can only watch it on your phone. It's like, okay, well then do something that takes advantage of the phone format.
Yeah, make it something you can interact with, because... Yeah, there's
actual movies and randomly chop them up into 7-minute episodes.
Yeah.
Nobody wants
that. That's real weird. That's real weird.
Yeah.
One last thing.
Brave New World.
Brave New World.
Oh yeah, Brave New World. It looks cool. I like that one of the main ladies, I remember her in Good Omens. She played like an evil demonic nun in Good Omens, and I was like, oh, that's that lady. She's cool. I like her.
I didn't realize that. That's cool.
Yeah, I still haven't watched Good Omens.
It's very good.
Highly recommended.
Yeah. Brave New World is based on the novel by Aldous Huxley, which is Demolition Man is loosely based on.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They should have just done a Demolition Man TV series.
Just done Demolition.
That would have been dope. I would have much rather watch Demolition Man. If they put like the first episode up on YouTube or something for Brave New World, I'll probably watch it. It's not like I wasn't not interested. It's just more like I don't want to buy another
Yeah.
Streaming service right now.
It's like Star Trek Picard is one of those things. Like the new Star Trek happened and I like they gave the free CBS whatever. And
yeah,
I watched
the first two episodes.
Yeah, and we watched the first two episodes and I remember being like, this is terrible. And and then like Picard came out and I love TNG, but then I never heard anything good about Picard or anything about it.
Right.
And when I checked in with a couple people who had watched it who are TNG fans, they were like, eh. And that was it. They were just like, it's not amazing. And so that's it. You know, if it's not easy to watch, it's like, well, if it doesn't get enough hype, to fuck it.
That's, yeah, like, exactly.
Yeah. It's weird that in my life, a Picard TV show revival
has come out and you don't care.
And I don't care. And and it's not like I wouldn't watch it. It's just that they didn't. It's apparently not good enough to pay that money.
Yeah, cable's essentially back. It's just now pick and choose which package you want.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you kind of have to, you have to have really, 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 really good content now.
Yeah.
So, like, move people over.
I'm wondering how that's going to be with, it's a little off subject. The first movies that come back on theaters, I was reading that the Nolan film Tenet is just like, no, we're coming out in July. Like they're not delaying anything. They're like, if the theaters are open in July, we're going out in July. They don't give a fuck. And I bet they're like, if we're like the only ones, then all the dumb people will come out. It's just gonna.
They're also. I was gonna say they're rolling the dice, banking on like a Christopher Nolan film is what's gonna get people to go back to the theater.
Yes, and when they said that, my thoughts were, shit.
Yep, because I'm gonna go see it.
Exactly. I was like, fuck you, Nolan.
I mean, I'll be there in a hazmat suit, but I'm gonna go see it.
It'll be the weirdest theatrical experience.
One person has like a popcorn cough in the theater, and you're all gonna lose it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, I'm throwing an incendiary grenade and running out the bat. Kill the virus.
Let's get to our second trailer.
Yeah, let's do it.
This is part of the Into the Dark series, Delivered. Are you excited?
No, I watched it and I was just like, oh, this is not for me. No, thank you. But at the same time, I was like, it looked good. It looked like a good scary story and horror story, because it definitely, there's people who have done that. Maybe not that extreme, but there's definitely people who have like gone after pregnant ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
Not for me.
Yeah. And the last shot of the trailer, too, when they open the barn and there's just a bunch of cars in there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was great.
Like the end of From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What a great ending.
I mean, this looks good. The End of the Dark movies, I've watched a few. And, you know, they obviously they go up and down in quality.
Yeah. I didn't like the first one.
This looks like a good one.
Yeah,
I like the first
this
one.
This looks like they utilized the like. Okay, you're going to be in this house for the most part, most of the time. Like they like were able to be like, all right, we cut down on our budget for this, so we can make everything else really cool and creepy, and it definitely was.
Star, do you know the how Into the Dark works?
No, I don't.
They do on Hulu. It's a movie every month, themed around whatever holiday is big that month.
This is Mother's Day.
Yep.
Oh, okay, great. Awful. Yeah. Good.
Yeah, it's pretty awful.
I mean, if you like horror, like that's a brilliant idea. Like I'm marketing wise really, really, really smart. I just like, I can't imagine a lot of moms watching this movie, or like expectant moms or anything along those lines.
I mean, I know my sister will probably watch it, and she's got two of them kids.
Two of those children's.
I think if you're just like, it's funny how horror movies work with people, because I feel like if you're really into horror movies, nothing's precious. Like the worse it is, the better.
You go in just being like, oh, don't be attached to anything.
Yeah, you're just like, yeah, fuck me up movie.
Yeah, this is like just conceptually, like I was just like, I'm like, man, that's got to hit different. like pregnant versus like, oh, like there's a fear of like, oh, someone takes my kids. But like the idea of like someone trying to take the kid while it's still like growing. Holy fuck. Like, oh, that's yeah. like just too many levels of terrifying.
Have you seen, there's a lot.
Have you seen Rosemary's Baby? Probably not, I assume.
No, oh, okay. I have not.
It's a good pregnancy one. It's yeah. It's weird. There's not that many horror movies where it's a pregnant woman, because that is it's very stressful to watch. That scene in what's the one with Jack Ryan? You can't talk.
With the creep when you can't say anything and you got to be quiet.
Yeah, Jack Ryan and you can't talk.
Oh, A Quiet Place. Ryan. I'm thinking of Harrison Ford.
No.
I was just like, oh wait, Kerensky. What's his name? The things and the hushing and the
the hushing.
One where she's all pregnant and that was very stressful. That's all. That's all. That was my only comment.
Yeah, adding a pregnant lady to like any scary movie immediately makes it.
Mm-hmm.
Way scarier, because like I mean at some point you'd be like, oh wait, oh, clearly the baby's gonna be like a monster now too, like what the hell's going on, like
yeah, you can have a
there's so
baby.
Much you can do.
Oh man, like in Dawn of the Dead, zombie baby.
Yeah, that zombie baby. Hell
oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
not enough zombie baby.
I think I remember you guys talked about that before. I was like, oh fuck.
Oh yeah,
fantastic.
There is a zombie baby in that movie.
All right, next trailer then.
Yeah,
this is for Hollywood.
Halfway through this trailer, I paused it and being like, is this out now? Because it's, you know, you can see a little Netflix on the thing. I was like, mm-hmm. please tell me this is out right now. And it wasn't. I was like, shit.
Yeah, it comes out, I think, next Friday.
It's, is this Ryan Murphy?
It is Ryan Murphy. Yeah, I'm reviewing this show, so I've already seen it.
Oh,
well, excellent.
What did you think?
I'm under embargo, so I can't actually say what I think on it. Podcast.
Tell us how it ends, Tom. All right. Well I want to see
I really want to see it. It looks like a lot of fun. It looks stylized really well. I like, even in the beginning part, I was like, oh, okay, this is going to be like some like idealized version of Hollywood. And then as soon as they like halfway, it's just like, oh, wait, no, they're going to deal with race issues too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It all looks, right.
Is this
cool?
Real?
No. This is a revisionist history.
Yeah,
this
I
is
was like
it's yeah, kind of like Ryan Murphy's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah.
No, the moment where I was just like, oh, this is gonna be fluff. But like, in the trailer, there's a black guy who like comes out, and the lady says, "You're colored." And I was just like, uh huh. And then she kisses him. I was just like, oh, okay, it's one of these. Fine, whatever. And then, but then they like try to get into it. When I saw Ryan Murphy's name, I was kind of like, oh, I don't know if you can do this.
Right.
I'm so used to him being like Glee and like goofy type stuff, or like really like silly. But
yeah,
it still looked good enough that I'm like, I'm going to give this a chance though, because I like most of these people.
Yeah.
And it, I don't know, at least Ryan Murphy's shows, at least for season one, is usually pretty good, and then it falls apart. So I was just like, I'll at least watch it for a season.
Yeah, I think everybody has a chance, deserves a chance to do something serious, even if they don't have a history of it.
I will say that I don't think this is going to be like an ongoing series.
Hmm.
I think this is it.
How much?
Oh, then that's great, because that's his, like, he's good at a pocket of a season. Like
I will say both Crime Story seasons have been really good.
I only saw OJ, and that was very good.
Oh, Versace is excellent.
Oh, good.
Oh, I wanted to watch Versace. I didn't get a chance.
I think it's on Netflix now, I think. Because
I'm a big fan of that actor. What's his face?
Darren Criss?
Yes. He played Harry Potter in the Harry Potter musical when he was in college.
Oh,
and
cool.
That video, like, they recorded it, and it's on YouTube, so you could watch this Harry Potter musical for 2 hours. It's shit quality because it was just recorded by, like, the students.
Mm-hmm.
But it was good enough that people like still ask him to sing songs from it. Like it's fun and silly, and it's completely parody, and like it's good stuff. So that's why I'm like, oh yeah, it's Harry Potter. He's great. Like Daniel Radcliffe is not Harry Potter to me. Darren Criss is.
that's weird.
So Tom, you can't sell us like.
I can't really say
I
want to
play a game where I just like try to get you to break your embargo.
No, but then, no, we can't. No.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Like if you were to point your thumb in a specific direction in relation to this.
Yeah, but you can't see. Oh, I see what you're doing.
Almost. I almost got him.
Yeah, you almost got him.
No, yeah, I'm excited for this.
Yeah, you should definitely
watch
it.
Do you know when this is coming out? I assume soon.
Next Friday, I believe. The embargo lifts next Wednesday, which is when my review will run.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I think it's out on the 1st, which I believe is Friday.
Okay. Next trailer is Cleopatra in Space. I just bumped into this.
This is a weird one.
It was just weird. Watch the trailer, but like it starts off like with just it's Cleopatra, she's doing her thing, and then she gets sucked into a portal and they're like, "You're in the future and we need you." And I'm like, "I love this."
Yeah.
It was just immediately weird, and they're like, "This is the premise. Go with it. Go." And I was like, "All right, sure."
This is one of those kids shows that's like, "Attention kids and adults who get high a lot."
Yeah.
Check this out. Cuz yeah, I want to watch this. She's Cleopatra in space.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, fuck it.
She has a cat as a team member, and
the cat talks.
And two robots.
Yeah. It's fucked up. I don't know why this exists.
Yeah, this is a bonkers idea.
But that's it's one of those where when you first watch the show, I was like, I don't know who this is for yet. Because it could be like on Adult Swim, you know?
I think it's definitely for kids. It definitely looks like
children
age, like preteen.
Yeah.
But it looks cute. Like it looks well designed. It looks like they don't dumb things down for kids either. It looks just very like, here's a solid action adventure story for children. Go.
Yeah. And honestly, I don't know what's so weird about this compared to, I don't know, Beast Wars. Like it's all madness, right? Kids programming.
It's all just a crazy Mad Lib.
Yeah. So like this looks
Beast
very pretty.
Wars, at least you knew like, oh, that's you're selling toys. Like this cartoon, I'm like, what are you?
Yeah.
Are you selling me anything in particular? Maybe. I mean, you could make a doll, but that's not what I'm seeing here. Like they didn't like emphasize the gadgets and stuff to be like, look at all this shit you're gonna wanna buy.
Right. I mean, they'll find a way. If something's popular, they'll find a way every time. So yeah,
I assume this got greenlit because the new Shira cartoon did really, really well, and they're like, "How do we make more?"
I didn't know that did really well. That's cool to hear.
Oh yeah, it's what Netflix is one of their most successful animated shows.
No shit.
Like it's good. It's actually I was just like, oh wow, like you really got that teen angst going in there with Shira, and it's nice.
Nice,
sweet.
Do
I need to watch Shira?
Yeah, watch Shira. I'm behind.
It's legitimately fun, and Scorpia is one of the best characters. There's a big lady with scorpion hand claws, and she's the best.
All right, everybody, watch Shira. I'm behind on so much Netflix. I realized I haven't even seen an episode of that Sabrina revival, and like that
I've heard,
boss.
I've heard good things about that.
Yeah, it looked really sweet.
I watched the first episode and enjoyed it, and I just never continued with the series, and now they're on like season 3.
Right, some of these shows it's just like this is really good, but it's also not for me. Like some things are more for preteens or something like that. But I'm curious.
Yeah, Netflix has been pretty, but they've been killing it on the animation front lately too. I don't know if you guys talked about the new is it Midnight? What's it called? It's like it's by the guy who made Adventure Time.
Yes, we did talk about that.
And it came out this week and
Midnight Gospel.
Yes, right? And it's great. It's essentially an animated podcast. It's really, really nice.
No shit.
Yeah, it's Duncan Trussell interviewing people like a podcast, but like weird shit's happening and they're like there's still a story, but it's really not about that. It's just him asking like very heady, weird questions to comedians, and there's this trippy animation that's just happening all around it. Like the first episode, even though like the guest is not a great person, like he interviews Dr. Drew, and they talk about taking hallucinogens and what that means. but the episode is Dr. Drew's playing the president of like this dying world where it's being attacked by zombies. So while they're talking about drugs, they're also still fighting zombies on this planet that's dying. It's real weird. It's just real weird. And that's, I was like, oh, awesome. Okay, cool.
Fuck. I gotta watch shit out of that.
There's only 8 episodes, and it's, and Duncan Trussell's fantastic. I was like, oh, this feels like Harmontown with cartoons.
Yeah. Hmm. Did it come out on 420?
You know what? I bet it did.
Yeah, I bet it did. Shit, I didn't realize it was that. It looked, the trailer made it look like it was just trying to be like maybe Rick and Morty-esque.
I saw somebody review it saying this is the anti Rick and Morty because it's just
right.
It's not as cynical,
right?
But it still is very heady.
And it sounds like it's got more the like the Harmon Quest or the Dr. Katz vibe, where it's like recording something that's like maybe more spontaneous. And
yeah,
like,
and the premise really works, is it's just Duncan Trussell's character goes into simulations of dying planets or planets that are about to not exist anymore.
Oh.
And he pops in and he interviews somebody.
God damn.
I was like, oh, okay, well, shit.
That's great. All right. Well, speaking of just like mind-bending plots that are really deep, this next trailer is The Wrong Missy.
Yeah, it was.
So apparently that's David Spade.
Yeah, that is David Spade.
Right?
Here's the weird thing. I've seen David Spade, like, recently. This man does not look like David Spade. He looks a little like David Spade, but I was like, who is that? That can't be David Spade. Yeah. And then Rob Schneider showed up, and I was like, is that David Spade? Because you got Rob Schneider right there.
It for sure is David Spade.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like, I mean, it's just a romantic comedy with your typical, like, magic pixie girl kind of thing. But they tried to make her more annoying than quirky, but obviously she's still that trope.
I would argue it's the worst type of romantic comedy. I like David Spade, or at least I like a lot of his work.
I like Laura Lapkus too.
Who's that? That's the lady.
She's the girl. She's the wrong Missy.
It's just like, oh, he invites the wrong girl to vacation, and look, she's really annoying, and he's gonna grow to love her. It's like, oh, I know this whole movie, and then she's gonna learn that he invited the wrong one, and that's gonna be the third act, like down the problem. And then he has to do a big romantic gesture to get her back. Or it's something. Very,
it's very like, it's a cookie cutter movie. But I'm at the point where it's just like, you know what? Some people need a cookie cutter movie right now. And this isn't for me, but it doesn't seem like particularly offensive in like any way. It's just kind of, it's cliche, but it's there. And
that's fair. Right.
Yeah. I admit I laughed extremely hard when she fell off the cliff.
Yes.
I did. I
when
did
she
too.
Died.
I was like, oh, all right.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
And I was just like, oh, David Spade's still doing stuff. All right, good for you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, he had that show that I heard was very good.
We know a couple of people that write for it.
Oh, well, that would explain why it's very good. I don't know. He's always Spade. Like, has he done? Is this his first like starring role in a while?
In a while, yeah.
Yeah,
it seems like it.
I feel like he's trying to find his place.
I mean, I think he should just ride off forever with the Emperor's New Groove money and just kind of keep trying to bring that back. That to me is his best role.
Don't forget Joe Dirt.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, George Dirt's fine. I mean, George Dirt's gonna make a comeback because of Tiger King, which I'm surprised he hasn't like jumped on that.
Yeah, he has his next thing. I'm curious about this. I know this is a controversial person, but Untitled Diablo Cody HBO project is his next thing. I know Diablo Cody people. Some people hate her. Some people like her, but I don't mind her stuff. I kind of want to see what that is.
She did Juno and
Jennifer's Body.
Young Adult.
Young Adult.
Yeah. I want to watch Jennifer's Body, but I want to watch that new group.
I've heard
it's pretty fun.
Yeah.
I've heard it's like, it was a movie like that came out before, like it was more, advanced than it should have at the time or something. And I'm like, I'm intrigued.
That's what I heard too. And I saw it once and I remember not hating it, but not being entertained at the time. And I'm wondering if it's because I thought I was supposed to be watching a different movie. Like everybody's saying that, where just like, in retrospect, this movie's really good.
Right. It was not.
And maybe it went over my head. So I kind of need to watch
it. It was probably marketed differently than what it was.
It was. Yeah. It was, it was marketed as more of a horror comedy when it's really more of just a straight horror movie. There's comedy in it, and Adam Brody is freaking hilarious in it as the devil worshipping band leader.
Yeah, I'll have to watch that again.
Yeah, it's better than I think people gave it credit for. It's not an amazing movie, but
yeah. All right, let's get to our last trailer.
Sure.
This is for Love Life. Is this another Netflix one?
This is HBO Max.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. This is
I also wrote, this also looks fine. Like, doesn't seem like it seems like a not as controversial version of HBO's Girls. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so. I haven't seen Girls.
Yeah, it feels like a mix between Girls and Sex and the City.
Yes. Yeah, that. Which is not for me, but I could see a lot of people really liking it.
Yeah, I don't hate this. I might check it out. Because I
always get weirded out by shows. Well, not weirded out. I just always like struggle to relate to shows where the main character dates a lot. And I know there's people who are like that. I'm friends with people who are like that. But at the same time, I'm always really confused about like, how do you have 10 serious relationships within a year? You know, like,
right.
And they're all treated like at least the way the trailer made it seem like, yeah, she has flings, but she has like a lot of serious relationships too. And in my head, I'm like, how do you have time for that many serious business relationships? Like, right. I don't know.
How does it get that serious in such a short amount of time?
Yeah.
I don't know. I like relationship stuff in terms of TV and stuff, because it always feels kind of low stakes, but not at the same time. Because it's like, it's fun. I don't know. It's sadistically fun watching other people's relationships, because it's like, oh, you're so emotional. I don't care.
look at you.
You get so upset. Yeah, I don't know. This is probably kind of like the wrong Missy, where it's kind of low stakes in the sense that like, or cookie cutter. But I'm sure a lot of people are going to enjoy it.
Yeah, at least the trailer didn't make it clear of like, oh, who's she going to be with? It's just like, oh, look at this lady. She's going to be successful, clearly. But also, will she find love? It's like that kind of...
Yeah, it's also very vague, the trailer, because it's just like she's sort of out on the town dating and doing stuff. And
I want to discover who I am. Yeah,
I want the...
Like, all right.
Yeah, I want the reveal to be that she's like in a simulator made by aliens or something. Like, just really, really throw us off.
That would be kind of great.
Yeah,
I would
just
immediately watch that.
Ball like that for no reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, turn it into Russian Doll halfway through, where it's just like, actually, she has to keep dating to figure out how to break the cycle.
Right.
I'd be like, oh, all right.
She's like the secret, like, president of the universe that's been kidnapped, and they put her in the simulation to keep her subdued, and she has to break out by like beating, like hacking the simulation. This is all, it's all right there in the trailer if you watch closely.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's all right there. It's actually a Matrix. This is the Matrix 4.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy that that's happening. I hope this still happens. Yeah. Oh God.
Oh, it's happening.
This is more movies need to do what Split did. I would love a Matrix 4 that we didn't know was a Matrix 4. Like, I think that would
be
so
good.
Much cooler if you're watching a movie and then you realize like, oh, they're in the Matrix, and then Keanu Reeves shows up at the end. And you're like, oh, fuck me. And it's just like, oh, that would have been so movie. I know why they can't do that stuff, but I'd love to see more like surprise movies It would create a world where whenever we'd see these weird concept plots, we'd all feel obligated to go because we were like, I don't know, could be another Lord of the Rings. We have to find out.
Yeah, we got to figure this out. Like, there was a
That would be so good. I would be so happy. If they could do this with TV shows too, though.
Yeah.
It could just be a series. And yeah, at the end, Keanu Reeves shows up and you're like, oh my God, this is the best.
Like, take the mystery box concept, but the mystery in the box is just what movie, what like sequel am I watching? And you have to like figure it out as you're watching.
I wonder if that's how Knives Out 2 is going to be.
Oh, that would be great. Like, you don't know it's a Knives Out until...
You don't know it's a Knives Out until, you know, like, you know, it's like Ryan Johnson and everyone's like, hey, when are you making Knives Out 2? And he's just like, I'm working on it. And then he works on this other movie and you're like, all right, watch this. And they're like, oh, surprise.
I want that only if it's another...
Benoit Blanc shows up.
Yeah. I want that only if it's another Star Wars. Or if it starts, you think it's another Star Wars.
Oh my God, that'd be
And
so
then
good.
It turns out to be Knives Out 2.
Oh, Knives Out 2 in space.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Oh, I need, why can't we live in that reality? Why can't that be the dimension we're in now?
I don't know.
Ugh.
We just have to, I don't know. I don't know, man. You just have to work at it. We just have to hack the program that we're secretly in, that the aliens are keeping us in, and then we can leave that program and find another one where Knives Out is a Star Wars film.
Yes.
Right? Okay. We should get to news stories.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. We have more podcast producers, though.
Oh, man. Well, you know what that means.
We have to say their names.
It means we got to say their damn names.
All right. Well, thank you, Davey Francis. You're great. You're great.
Yeah, you're the best.
Thanks to Chancy Pants.
Ah, Chance in the Pants.
It just rolls off your tongue. So does Space McNulty. Thank you, Space McNulty.
Space McNulty is good.
Yeah. Captain Fat Strong. Thank you, Captain.
Captain Fat Strong.
Hiram, thank you. You're great. Woo. You're all great. Tom, it's your turn.
Okay. Thanks to, oh, great. It's that guy. Thanks to Lef. Thank you, Bob Grenville. Thank you, Bart Fartigan.
Mm.
Star, you want to grab the last couple?
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Nolan Matten.
Thank you, Nolan.
Thank you, Joshua Graves.
Mm, back from the Graves.
And a big thank you to Andrew McGuire.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
So first story is that A24 is auctioning off props from their movies for charity, including, I mean, the thing that I want to point out is that they're auctioning off stuff from The Lighthouse.
And, I was trying to figure out what is it in this list of things that Dave wants.
Yeah. I mean, I've been trying to find out what exactly they're going to auction off. I'm looking, I found it. Okay, they're gonna auction off the light itself from The Lighthouse.
Oh wow,
that's pretty good. And
I mean,
also
I would buy that if I had disposable income.
Yeah, no, I can't afford any of these things. There was, I told you this, there was a hot second when we were working for Cracked where I found Mulder's badge for auction for like $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
I should have bought it. I should have bought it.
We'll forever regret.
Yeah.
We also discussed like going in on Hudson's aliens because it was like $6,000.
What was that? You cut out.
We talked about going in on Hudson's armor in from Aliens.
Oh yeah. Also,
it was like $6,000.
Yeah, and Kurt Russell's suit from Virtuosity.
Russell.
Not Kurt Russell. That would have been great.
What the hell are you doing?
They had Russell. It's you know what? You know the mistake I made. That would have been great. Also, they're selling the little wooden mermaid that Robert Pattinson jerks it to.
So, yeah. I need that to live in my house.
Yeah. Star, have you seen The Lighthouse yet? It's not a horror movie. It's a comedy, if anything.
Yeah.
It's just about this family that has to live at the lighthouse, right?
You could call
a
them a family.
Oh, it's just him?
It's Robert Pattinson and Willem Dafoe.
Oh, Robert Pattinson is like a family that had to like live at this lighthouse.
No, nope. Willem Dafoe plays like an old salt of the ocean fucking lighthouse keeper and Robert Pattinson's the new guy getting trained. And then I don't want to spoil anything else really from there. It just becomes madness in the best way.
It's pretty great.
Yeah. It's it's a lot of like toxic masculinity.
Yeah. It's also extremely funny. Off.
It's very funny.
In some points.
I guess spoilers, Robert Pattinson beats a seagull to death.
All right.
And I know that should be upsetting, but you know.
But
it's the also very funny in a Monty Python sort of way.
Right. The extremity of it is hilarious.
Yeah. I wish they were selling that dead seagull prop. That would have been great.
Now, some poor PA has that at home. Like, no, this is mine.
Yeah. But yeah, if Moneybags, any Moneybags listening,
yeah, goes they should, to charity, they should, so. They should auction off Pattinson's mustache.
Oh, yeah. That would be, they should auction off more mustaches in general, I think.
Yeah.
It's going to charity organizations like New York City Health and Hospitals and the FDNY Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the stuff because of the thing that's happening.
Yeah.
So,
right. The stuff for the thing.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So yeah, check it out, people. Other story is the Venom sequel got a title.
Yeah, it did.
Let There Be Carnage.
That is the dumbest title in the best possible way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like it's going to be fun. They're like, fuck it. Let's lean in.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Like, the first movie is such golden trashcore delight.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it is like, I didn't like it much when I saw it, but I more and more am like, I could watch that again and probably again and again. Like, it's got that Daredevil feeling where, like, the Ben Affleck Daredevil, I'm like, I can watch this every day. Like, I get that it's technically not a good movie, but it's like, I don't know, there's something about it that has this underdog charm.
You got a little bit of charm in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tom Hardy is so goddamn fun in it.
All I know about Venom, because I didn't watch it, is just, but I feel like I experienced it through all of the fan art. There's so much good Venom fan art with Tom Hardy, and it's just, it's funny and silly and, like, sweet, and I'm just kind of like, I want the movie to exist in my brain through these pictures.
It's not far from that.
Yeah.
It's pretty damn funny.
It is. It's... People got real thirsty for Venom too, right?
They did.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of sexy fan art, but the fan art I'm thinking of is literally just like Venom and Tom like bonding. I know whatever his character name is, but it's just them like hanging out learning about each other. And I'm just kind of like, that's great. That's what I would want the movie to be. I don't need to see the gory.
Well, why haven't you seen it?
Stuff. It just didn't come up.
Yeah.
Like in the like, things to watch and all that stuff, and I was just like, all right,
maybe we'll watch it tomorrow. Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and there isn't, I mean, there's violence in it, but there's no gore.
Yeah, it's a superhero movie.
Yeah, I mean, there's one upsetting scene when one of the symbiotes bonds to one of the test subjects and it kills him very painfully.
Oh.
There's no blood in it, but it's still pretty intense.
Yeah, that's fine. It was just one of those things where like I was like, I'll eventually watch that, and then it just didn't happen.
Yeah. I mean, we could watch it tomorrow as in today.
Yeah, on movie night. Yeah. We could absolutely watch Venom.
Yeah, that's a thing we can do.
Eminem raps over the end credits.
Really?
And it's a song about Venom.
Really?
Sort of. It was from his most recent album, and it's called Venom, and he has like one verse where he mentions Eddie Brock specifically. The rest of the song is just about him being a rapper.
Yeah.
But like they play the verse that's specifically about the Marvel Comics character over the end credits.
That's delightful.
And I'm like, this is the best.
You guys remember when Eminem showed up at the Oscars?
Yeah.
That was
real weird.
Yeah, that was kind of delightful.
It was for no reason, though, right? It was just, why not?
Didn't he didn't go to the Oscars.
Right. Because he famously didn't go the year he won for 8 Mile.
Because he was too cool.
Yeah. Or not, he didn't win. He won for Lose Yourself, but yeah.
Yeah. And so maybe he was just like, they were just like, hey, Eminem, when he was like, I can't do it. They were like, all right, well, just let us know when you can. And then he finally did. And they're like, okay, I guess now.
15 years later.
Yeah, he was like, all right,
I'm free tonight.
I forgot to call them back. Yeah, I can do it. Yeah, maybe they keep asking him every year, like, hey, look, anytime you want to do the performance, we're here, man. And he just kept blowing them off. He was like, look, they're going to keep calling, so fuck it. They're making a Hunger Games prequel.
They are.
It looks like it's going to be so bad.
Yeah.
Of course it will be.
But don't worry, it's all the same people. Same, like, I think writer and director.
But, like, they're focusing on the worst character.
Yeah.
Like, why? No. I hate everything about it.
It's Donald Sutherland, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And he's like 18.
Yeah, they made him young and hot, and he's gonna like show that, you know, he wasn't like a fascist, or like they're gonna show how he turns into a fascist or whatever it is. It's just dumb.
Get the fuck out of my face with that story. Like,
yeah.
Like
I don't need to feel bad for the villainous fascist dictator.
Exactly. It's just like, what, of all the characters, that one? That one?
Yeah.
Really? You couldn't, like,
you know what
God.
Would make me watch it? One thing. If they do one thing, these Hollywood cowards, if they're brave enough to de-age Donald Sutherland for the role, I will watch it. I will watch that nightmare.
That ghoulish phantasmagoria. Yeah.
That's the only way I'll see this, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even see the last Hunger Games movie.
This is the thing about how uncompelling. I might go back to it. I was actually thinking of watching them, but just because, you know, we're all stuck inside and there's lots of options. But I watched the first two. I didn't like the first one. The second one, I barely remember, but I remember the second one ends on a cliffhanger.
Yes.
And then about 10 years passed, and I was like, oh, I never watched the other ones. Like, I'd completely, they just vanished from my mind. They were so forgettable that, like, there was this cliffhanger, and I didn't even think to watch it the next year.
Yeah, the first, I'm not sure if I remember the timeline right, but I don't think the third book was out by the time the first movie came out.
Hmm.
And so, you know, I read the first two books, saw the movie. I was just like, oh, okay, that's a fine companion piece to the book. And then the third book came out, read that, and I was like, oh, this is bad. So I just didn't see the second or third movie because I was like, oh, I know how this is going to end, and it's not good. So I'm all right.
Well, they, don't worry. They took that third book and made it into two movies, baby.
Which is so stupid because the third book was so bad.
Did you guys did you see there was some story about someone was considering making the Last Jedi two movies? Not the Last Jedi. No. What's the new one?
Rise of Skywalker.
The Rise of Skywalker. Yeah, they were thinking of doing that to Rise of Skywalker.
Oof.
But. No.
Exactly.
Like, but why?
Well,
that was it. The writer.
It was the writer.
The writer wanted it to be put into two parts, and it's like, I get why the writer wanted that, because that movie was a mess. But it's like that's such a good representation of like that Marvel movie, the thing we were doing where we were splitting everything up into two movies. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, you're making a trilogy. You can't. That's against the rules.
Yeah.
Yeah, was the first one to do that? Harry Potter?
Yeah. Yes. And that worked. I thought that one worked. It was a weird point for
it was
it
a
to
weird,
stop
yeah,
in the movie.
I remember it. Yeah, I remember it feeling strange.
Yeah.
They, even though I'm not a big fan of the Potter movies, it made sense in the sense of like, all right, we really don't want to short-sight all of these fans that are so obsessed with the books. Let's give them as much as they did. And they didn't treat it like, they did treat it like it's like just two parts kind of thing. And I was just like, all right, fine. I was hyped at the time. And then when I look back, I'm like, no, those movies weren't that great.
Would you argue, no, because it has to be based off of are we talking about adaptations? We're talking about splitting a book up, right? So like Rise of Skywalker doesn't count. Okay.
Yeah, if I mean, even though J.K. Rowling is kind of like trash right now, I wouldn't mind seeing someone like try to make that series again, but I would want it to be animated and just do all of it. Like, just make it a TV series and just go for it. Do it Game of Thronesy, but like animate it.
That's definitely
make it for teenagers. Like, that's the level of like everything. And like, I think it'd be nice, but
yeah
that's... she keeps adding on to her canon and it's getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
That's
pretty much every time she speaks, she makes Harry Potter worse.
Just like, please stop, please.
Just stop it.
I love this so much. You're literally ruining magic. Stop.
You're Lucasing it. Don't do it. Don't be George Lucas.
That's definitely the way to go, though, is TV, right? Because it's you can't I get what you're saying about the movies, but I think people would be royally pissed of just trying to do the movies again. But now that streaming's like legit, everything we've done, like the Lord of the Rings TV show, it's like, fuck it.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Cause at least this way you could get in all the details that you want to get in, you know, and like you could actually format it by chapters. Like you could, the translation from book to show is usually a little smoother than like book to movie, because like there's no way to like incorporate everything.
Yeah. Harry Potter TV show. Who's Tom, do you remember who's there was some bad news about the Lord of the Rings show, right?
Oh, it's being written by I think two writers who have never done anything before.
Right, who are like friends, who like are friends with the showrunners or something. It's something weird like that.
Yeah.
That's a sad.
Yeah, they're friends. They were described as J.J. Abrams adjacent screenwriters.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
And
that's the worst news.
The best thing they wrote was the Star Trek script that got thrown out for the Simon Pegg one for Star Trek Beyond. So they wrote a script that didn't get made. And now they are in charge of the Lord of the Rings TV series.
Oh,
that is
no.
The most J.J. Abrams fucking decision.
Are these the type of people they put these men because they know, like, the studio, they'll just take studio notes? Like, they won't fight back?
Yeah, I assume they're a pair of white guys. I mean, I'm completely guessing who, are kind of...
I mean, there's a real good chance that you're right.
Yeah, and... and we'll probably do whatever the studio tells them to until they get a deal out of it, and they I assume go from this to the next Star Wars, right? That's what would happen next.
Yeah, that's
it's
the
this
career path.
Star Wars, and then President of the United States is
as
what
long
they
as
get
they
after
don't
that.
Like completely fuck up the ending and completely destroy their career a la the Game of Thrones guys, they'll
right.
probably be fine.
Right,
many often ways.
Yeah.
Because they were offered a Star Wars, weren't they?
Yeah,
they were, and they got a much more lucrative deal with Netflix, I think. So they took the Netflix deal.
That is okay.
I thought they were offered Star Wars, and then the finale came out, and they're like, "Oh, never mind."
What a depressing world of entertainment, where you're offered to do a Star Wars and you're like, I want to do this other thing because it has more money.
Presumably it'll be like, you know, something original of theirs instead of having to adapt to something.
That's true. I guess what I mean is that's a bummer for Star Wars.
It is.
You're right, though, is that if they're going off to do something original, that's way better than just doing someone else's thing.
But I can imagine like them going from like, everyone being pissed at them for Game of Thrones to being like, let's just jump into another fandom where everyone's gonna love us.
Yeah, that's a good point. But
I think they mentioned something about that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. They're not gonna do the thing about the Confederate winning the war. They listen to the internet loud and clear.
Yeah, everyone's just like, no, don't.
What are you doing?
That's a bad idea. What are you? No, stop.
All right, final news story. Chris Pine is starring in a reboot of The Saint.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
Well, okay.
Put Chris Pine in bad disguises.
Yes. Go. It has to be really bad disguises. Oh, bad wigs, bad beards, bad accents.
Oh, man. I wanted to be the director of Smoke and Aces. I wanted to be Joe Carnahan doing the Saint. Because he's the only one who knows how to get some crazy shit out of Chris Pine.
That would be pretty... Actually, if Joe Carnahan directed The Saint, would be pretty awesome.
Yeah. Make it happen.
Didn't he... He was going to replace somebody else. Who else did they have in the running for The Saint? It was the other Chris. One of the other Chris's was in the...
Which one? There's so many.
It was like, I think it was Hemsworth, maybe.
No, I think it was Pratt. I think Pratt was in line. Yeah. I think Pratt was in line to be the Saint, and then they swapped him for Pine, and I was like, yes, that's a much better decision.
Yeah. Chris Pine doesn't have the best history with replacing, with like reboot replacements, because he was Jack Ryan, he was Captain Kirk.
Like, yeah.
He was a fine Kirk.
He was good. I liked him as.
Yeah, but if you were Kirk, like though. Chris Pine, wouldn't you want to. I don't know. When you want to like not have to do another, I don't know. He's always filling these big ass shoes, I feel like.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just the Saint, though.
it's the Saint.
Like, he could really make that his own. If he doesn't, I'm not going to be like, you ruined the like 1990 yeah. something yeah. one.
Like, or the 1970s TV series. Like, yeah. who out there is fucking stanning the Saint?
So I'm looking up his next movies. He's doing a movie called Newsflash where he plays Walter Cronkite.
I don't know
what the fuck that's going to be, but I want to see it. He's also attached to Untitled Star Trek sequel.
They've been pumping those out.
They've been talking about that for a couple of years.
I think they're all set, right?
Yeah, I mean, Anton Yelchin is dead.
Yeah, so it's like
and
like Star Trek in general. I think we're done.
I mean, I don't mind it turning into Fast and Furious in space, though. Like it's fine. I don't know, it's a popcorn movie. I would argue just turn Fast and Furious into that. I think that's going to eventually happen.
I agree. It has to, right? They have to go to space.
Yeah, yes.
At some point.
I think that is, they have to. Yeah, they absolutely have to. That'll be the last one.
Of a new beginning.
It'll be brief, and they'll just be like, all right, we hit 10, we're good, we're done. And then, yeah, they'll go to space and be like, well, this is amazing.
I want to see.
Maybe they'll do another spinoff. I mean, the cartoon on Netflix is also not the worst thing. It's silly and dumb and definitely for kids, but it's like, oh, all right.
Well, did you say the cartoon?
Oh, yeah. There's a Fast and Furious cartoon on Netflix that features, I believe, Dom's cousin. His little cousin or something. And he's still part of the family, and there's the Toretto kids, and they're like doing their thing.
Good on them.
Saving the world.
I just want to see Vin Diesel punch someone on the moon. That's all I want to see.
We all want this.
Yeah.
They need to make donuts with the cars on the moon.
Yeah.
Yes.
I want that scene from Ad Astra, but just a whole movie of that. Of a fucking car chase on the moon.
Yes.
Tooling
Vin Diesel
around
needs to headbutt an alien.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck it. I want to see the Mars rover get involved. I want to see The Rock pick up the Mars rover and throw it at a guy. No spacesuit.
It's going to take us 3 years to get to Mars and be like, I'll get you there in 30 minutes.
Yeah. Exactly.
I want something just so ridiculous, and they do it, and it's going to be great.
That's it for news. We got some more producers here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, including a new one that's fit in here. But I want to thank Ozzy.
Woo!
Ozzy, you're great. Tom, Quasi Dangerous Levels of Hype, K.
Yeah!
Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you, TK. Mm-hmm. Also, AJ, thank you.
Edge. Thanks, Edge.
This one requested to be put here because just to be next to the next one. Does someone want to really want to break this one in?
Yeah, I'll do it.
All right.
A very big thank you to.
You cut out.
You cut out.
Right, dang it! I said a very big thank you to Sweet Meat.
Sweet Meat.
Ah,
Sweet Meat.
Sweet Meat
requested to be next to the name Tip Drizzle.
Woo! Nice.
Thank you, Sweet Meat and Tip That's, Drizzle.
That was the perfect time to cut out, though.
Yeah.
We're recording this different, by the way, folks. So, like, yeah, there's maybe an audio quality issue. Not sure, honestly.
Listen, we're doing our best.
It's again, we're pump up the volume.
Yeah, we're pirate. We're rebels.
Yeah, frankly, Amish. Thank you very much.
Woo-hoo.
Also, thank you to Mrs. Voidus.
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 Voidus. Voidus.
Voidus.
Tom.
I'll take over. Yeah, the special thank you to the ghost of Dave Thomas.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you to Aaron Burser.
Aaron Burser.
Thank you to David Knife Boot Hinson, MBA, CPA.
Yeah.
Nice.
And Christopher Robert Spartz, Esquire, Topher Bobby. He's going to bail us out of jail when we eventually go there.
Oh, yeah.
Star, you want to grab the last couple?
Sure. Thank you to Mackenzie, Righteous Hand of the Lizard People, Chill.
Woohoo.
Thank you to Funky J.
Yeah.
And a big thank you to Pie Guy.
Big Guy.
Woo.
Thank you.
Thank you, Darren Aronofsky.
Mm.
Dave.
Yes.
Dave.
What?
David.
What is it?
Do you have a movie that deserves
what? You cut out.
Damn it! Do you have a movie that deserves more?
Oh,
tell
no.
me. Tom's tell me. Out.
All right. I do.
You do.
Yeah, this is a documentary.
Ooh.
It's coming out May 8th, which I believe is next month of this year. It's called Spaceship Earth. It is not based on the Epcot ride.
I sincerely thought before I clicked on the link you sent, I was just like, is this about Epcot? That's going to be great. And then
it
was not. But however, it still looks interesting.
Yeah.
Right. This still looks really interesting.
It does. This is about how in 1991, and it's funny, I don't remember this, but it all checks out. Like I knew this was a thing that was happening because of another movie. Anyway.
Right. Yes, because of the other movie that because made everyone aware of this.
Yeah. There was 8 men and women were sealed into something called the Biosphere 2. It was a terrarium in the Arizona desert. It was a biodome, like the other documentary talks about. They were there for 2 years. It was not this is the surprising thing. This has nothing to do with like the government or reputable scientists or
nope.
NASA. It was a oil tycoon who did that. And they covered up a lot of their experiments afterwards. And a lot of like what happened in there, I think because they just like I think they got a lot of criticism. It turned kind of into like a tourist attraction. They had
trying to commercialize it to generate money because it wasn't like you said, it wasn't affiliated with the government or any science.
Yeah,
yeah. There was no way to generate income.
Yeah,
from it. It's an experiment.
It they had a problem with oxygen levels at one point. They had an injury that required surgery, and they were accused of being a cult. And this documentary, Spaceship Earth, chronicles all that. It's based off interviews with the people who were in the biodome, or at least some of the people, and like footage from it. You can sort of check out the trailer to see what we're talking about here, what the tone is, because it definitely seems like here's what's interesting. The trailer makes it seem like it's going to get real dark. A lot of the reviews I said is that this is a surprisingly upbeat documentary because it talks about things that we need to figure out, climate change and, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure their angle was like, we can't make this look like a completely horrible idea because this will be the future at some point. So,
yeah. So, yeah, that's the movie. It looks don't know. It looks really interesting. It looks
like. Would you guys be able to do it? Would you guys be able to like live in a biodome for years and years if you didn't have to?
100%, I could.
I don't know
if I could.
Here's the thing: a biodome would be a better living situation than what I do now. Like, there'd be plants and stuff, right?
Yeah, I'm sure there'd be a hammock. And they had goats, and they had.
Mm-hmm. I don't have goats. You know,
they had like supplies and stuff, but you really had to grow everything you were eating, and I think that's the part that fucks me up.
Oh, see, what I do is I'd become a burden and not do any of that stuff. But they can't just leave me to die. So I would just watch movies and go on the internet.
They could, because there's no laws. The rule is just don't kick you out.
I think the laws of the country still applied within the biodome, right?
Yeah, but like no one would be responsible for like taking care of you though.
Right.
You know? So I just, if you're not gonna help us make food, you don't get to eat. Like, that's a very basic.
They would then have to watch me die, and then they would get arrested for neglect or for whatever it is. Whatever.
Would they?
Well, it's not. All right. When you enclose into a biodome, it doesn't become Mad Max, right? Like, the laws of Arizona still apply to you if you're in a biodome.
Yeah, but no one's required to feed you.
No, but they can't starve me. That's against the law. So if we're in a biodome and I'm like, look, I'm not actually doing any of the farming. I know I said I would, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to go over here and play PlayStation. I brought a PlayStation. I'm going to play Red Dead. I don't know. You guys enjoy your biodome. I'll be up when supper is.
I'm just ready. Imagining somebody like making like a cake or whatever, and then everyone gets their slice, and they're just like, "We didn't make enough for you. There wasn't enough food because you didn't help." And they're just like, "Here's some grain. You could make it yourself." I'm sure you could make like sugar cookies or whatever, but like they might not have enough.
I'll just
some real ant
cookies.
And grasshopper shit.
I'm just saying, there's like eight of us in there. I mean, it'll be fine. It would work out. I'd bring some canned food or something. I don't know. Bring some Lunchables. I'd pack a fridge full of Lunchables.
Sure.
That should get
sure. Yeah.
I'm just saying that. What are they going to do? Let me die? They'd make a bunch of food. They'd be like, hey, we have all these potatoes, and I'd be like, oh, great, and I'd eat one like an apple, and I'm good to go. Or like I don't think a bunch of scientists would let me die. I
see,
bully
I don't
them.
Think you're living with a bunch of scientists.
I don't know that they're scientists.
I think they're just people. Like you're living with like eight random people.
Right. So this is like a dorm.
Maybe like two people are like all about like getting shit done, but the rest are just people.
So here's the funny thing is that that angle makes me think maybe I couldn't do a biodome, because it's not the biodome, it's the dorm life sounds like a nightmare. Like a shared kitchen, that's awful.
Oh yeah, it's definitely a shared kitchen, shared everything. You don't have your own
shared
bathrooms.
Nah, mm-hmm. Fuck that. If everybody got their own kitchen and bathroom,
so you'd want to live in a bio apartment. A bio cul-de-sac.
Yeah, of some sort. Are we talking about this specific biodome, or are we talking about like a future situation?
My thought was this one,
but like updated
to a cul-de-sac,
like not a 1990s biosphere, a 2020 biosphere,
right?
So whatever would be available like now to make it
so
comfortable.
Wi-Fi and...
Yeah, it probably has Wi-Fi. I don't see why not.
Probably has good internet.
I wouldn't say good.
I feel like in the next couple of years, here's the thing. I still might do it, because I feel like in the next couple of years, you're better off in the biodome. That's
probably true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think I'd do, I think I'd go with the biodome, even if I have to, like, I don't know, plant some bullshit every now and then. Like, I'd figure it out.
I mean, you could be like the person in charge of the goats.
Sure. I'd be goat man.
Yeah. You could be the goat man of Biosphere 2.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice?
No, Biosphere 3.
Biosphere 3, yeah.
Biosphere 3. This is the new one.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. You guys really wouldn't do a biodome?
No.
No, I don't. The more we talked about it, I was like, nah, I don't think I'd be good at it.
Don't sell yourself short. Would you want to live in a biodome? Like, would you want the environment?
I wouldn't mind living in a place where I could go and there's like, here's like a tiny rainforest. That's cool. And like over here is a tiny ocean. That's also cool. But everything else, like I like outside. I miss the outside.
It's sort of outside. Sort of outside.
And like foods, restaurants, like other people, right, like cooking foods from like around the world. Like that's the best part of modern times, is that you could eat food from anywhere, pretty much.
You get takeout at the biodome. They just drop it down the top.
I don't think you do. I think you're stuck with whatever food you could grow.
Do you think there's like a bank drawer? Like one of those where they put it in the drawer and you take it out?
No, the point of the experiment was to see if it could be self-sustaining.
Right.
So that you could do it on like Mars or whatever.
You could cheat.
Yeah. You could cheat.
Yeah.
You could cheat. Didn't that happen in the movie? Isn't that what the
I assume. How did those
the Pauly Shore
version? On. How did those chuckle fucks get in that biodome?
I don't know.
Make any sense.
I can't remember.
How do you get Pauly Shore that seems unrealistic.
Did he do it to like avoid wrench or something? Like, was it something silly? Probably. I mean, obviously it was something silly.
We're going to watch Biodome, aren't we?
Probably. Biodome, The Saint, and Pump Up the Jam.
Pump Up the Volume.
Pump up the volume.
Pump Up the Volume.
Yes.
That's a good lineup. Anyway, Spaceship Earth is my point. Looks good.
Yes.
They made this documentary a year ago or something, and they were like, oh, what a delightfully perfect time to put out our documentary about social isolation. It's relevant, and I don't know, it looks good, looks interesting. But yeah, that's it. Right?
All right.
Are we done? How long has it been?
Did it! We did it!
We did it.
This call has been going on for an hour and 27 minutes.
Oh.
Woohoo.
Oh, geez. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Star, for being on the show.
Yeah, of course. Anytime. Not like much else to do.
Uh-huh.
It's true. Extremely true.
What do you want to plug?
Please go read my webcomic, Ruby Whipple at rubywhipple.com. Mm-hmm. Ruby spelled with an I.
Mm-hmm. Are you still vlogging? You doing the vlog?
I've downgraded. I pretty much said like I will do it maybe every 2 weeks or so, because I'm not doing anything. There's nothing to vlog.
Are we going to be in your vlog? Is this a vlog moment?
No, because I'm using my phone, which is my camera, to talk on the call. So it's just kind of like there's nothing to record in my apartment. It's very boring. So I'm just kind of like, well, you'll get a vlog when you get a vlog.
Cat
when
I've stuff. Done something.
I've done that already. That's the thing. I'm running out of content.
Just do more cat stuff.
Just here's the cats. They're just hanging out, meowing, sleeping.
Order a hazmat suit and you can rule this world. And then you can go out wherever you want, whenever you want.
Honestly, I've just been escaping into Animal Crossing.
That's
I've just been like, oh, this is my outside now, is I'm going to go plant and water some flowers.
Yeah, I've been playing.
Feel good about myself.
I've been playing an unhealthy amount of Ark because it's like there's volcanoes and oceans and forests and dinosaurs. And so it's like, yeah, this is sort of like going outside.
It's kind of like being outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The light changes in the game to like the light that's outside. It's just like, oh, all right, this is where I'm escaping to right now.
All right.
I could pay off a mortgage and feel good about myself.
You have to do that in Animal Crossing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
That's why there's a lot of, like, jokes about Tom Nook, who's a who's a raccoon dog, and he, but here's the thing, he like bills you a house and he's just like, this is how much, how many bells you have to pay off for your house, pay me back anytime, no interest, don't worry about it, but if you want to upgrade your house, you know, pay it off and we'll talk. Like, he's not a, he's like, if you're gonna have like a landlord or a construction person, like, it's great, he doesn't charge you unless you want to upgrade.
Can you pay another animal to kill him?
No, he's like kind of bear? Like the, he's like the island's like construction landlord person.
Okay,
but I mean,
you should go on a strike, you should go on a like a rent strike.
I mean, you could just not pay the bells. Yeah. And he's, but he's fine with it, he's just like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't harass you about it. He doesn't bug you about it. He's just like, this is the bill. Pay it whenever you want. No interest. Whatever.
What?
And you're like, oh.
That's weird. Right.
Well, I mean, you end up doing it because you're like, well, I want a second room and I want a basement and I want.
Right, right. Okay.
You want to upgrade. But honestly, once you get to basement, you don't have to technically pay off that last bill because there's only so much they could expand.
Right.
And you could just have that debt forever and he won't care.
Good on him.
But it kind of feels good to pay it off because it's like, this is something I could actually do.
Right.
It's like, oh, I could be like a little adult in this game. I could like take care of the land.
A little adult animal. And like, right? It's animals?
Yeah, it's all animals. You're the only human.
You're a human?
Yeah, you're a human. You should play this game, Dave.
I don't think this is going to happen.
Yeah, you're a human. You go on this deserted island where Tom Nook's convinced you to go, and you. You develop the land. You get other villagers to show up, which are all other animals. There's like a billion animals that could show up on your island. And okay. You kind of develop the property. Like, you, in the space, the air gods send you things. Like, there's balloons that fly by that you have to pop, and then you get like furniture.
So, hold on. I know we've already gone too long. But
yeah,
you've been.
I really don't need to have this all on the episode.
Hold on. You go to an island of animal people that you've been invited to?
You've been invited to.
So this is Dr. Moreau's island, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah. Because in the game, there are animal villagers, but you could also have animal pet. Like, I have a pet hamster in my house that's in a cage and running on a wheel. But there's also a hamster named Soleil on my island. Who's my friend.
Right, because that one had the genetic experiment done on it.
Right. And she's lovely. Right. She's very sweet.
Okay, let me tell you guys about our Patreon.
Yes. Yes. Let's get on with this.
Patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. We have exclusive podcasts there, like Tom and Jeff Watch Batman and Fox Mulder is a Maniac. So check it out. Woo!
Yeah. We also have a store, tpublic.com/store/gamefullyunemployed. You guys don't need to buy t-shirts right now, though.
If
you do need a t-shirt, if something happened to your old shirt.
Oh, yeah, by all means, yeah.
And you need a t-shirt, please buy a t-shirt.
TeePublic is doing this thing where we can actually do custom face masks, and for everyone we sell, they will give a real face mask to medical stuff.
Why don't they just do that?
I don't know, because it's a company. But we might, that sounds like a good thing to do, right?
Yeah.
We just have to upload something. People, if there's something really fucked up about it, I don't know about, someone Twitter me.
Yeah, let us know if it's secretly bad.
Yeah, but
honestly, it's probably just
that.
A tax write-off for them.
Yeah, it's like a charity thing that we don't have to do anything. We just upload
mask. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure someone has done a Bane. I don't know.
I'm sure. Yeah.
We just do our faces. Our own mouths.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
Pictures of our own mouths. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like that idea.
Yeah.
All right, let's be done.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Our music is produced by Chris Corlew. You can follow him on Twitter at thecorlew, C-O-R-L-E-W, and find more music at shipwreckedsailor.bandcamp.com. Our artwork is produced by Justin Brown. You can follow him on Twitter at Justin T. Brown, and find more of his artwork at artnessbyjustinbrown.com and justinbrown.info.